another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and listening to Sacramento's number one video game and geek podcast, the Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump with GG Gamer Subs. Don't forget to go to that website and put in the special secret code VGB to get a percentage off of your next purchase for some GG Gamer Subs. And those sweet flavors like, what is it, Haribo Orange?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, Harambe yeah. Orange.
There we go.
Yeah.
Too soon, sir.
Is it too soon?
Too soon. The real David Webb's here with me.
What's going on, everybody?
We're going through this fast because Corey Vincent is here with me.
Hey, what's up, pizzas?
Emma Skies is here with
me.
Hello. And final show for a long time. We don't know when she's going to be back. Yeah, I don't know when you're going to be back.
I don't know either.
Ray Ray's here with us, of course.
Hey,
Wow, really enthusiastic.
Wait, why are you going away? What happened?
Because I live in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Yay
I'm
area.
She doesn't live here.
You don't travel for the show every time from the Bay Area?
You don't take a two-hour drive?
Yeah, two-hour drive there and back? No. Two and a half hour drive here, two and a half hour drive back.
Way more exposure from the show than you ever get from posing your Instagram pictures with Emma.
I don't know, but hashtag race guys.
You know she has more followers than I do, right?
Uh-oh.
I could have took a guess.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Wow, on Instagram. Wow.
There were so many ways I wanted to go with that. Yeah.
There's a full tree of Bethesda.
Yeah, there's a skill tree.
You can see that like reset in his eyes. When he picked one.
I feel bad because I just took the layup. We take those.
Yeah.
Can I get some Zinzu beans in chat? Let's start the chat out.
Right. And of course, the people that make the show happen week in, week out, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
What's up, chat? What'd it do?
Yeah, they're all in there. Hopefully they woke up early and didn't miss the presentation that EA brought out, because we're going to be talking about a lot of that there. And we got a couple of little side stuff for Marvel as well, because I guess Kevin Feige went to some type of convention and he was speeding out all type of news and
facts. I think he walked in drunk.
I think he did.
Hey!
I think he did with some of the things he was dropping. I think he might have. I'm not 100% sure that he didn't. But I deleted a whole thing.
What
off the notes.
Was that story?
Wow. All right, then. Guess we're not going to talk about that.
We're not talking about Marvel.
Second thought, we're not talking about E3 anymore.
I was literally like, why is it having me say undo? Like, what did I? Oh, all that's gone. Okay. But yeah, E3 happened today, everybody. First day of E3. And EA was up first out of the big announcers.
It's in the game.
Yeah, it's in the game. When you think EA, you think loot boxes, Madden, and thievery.
Andromeda.
Yeah. And no. Sims, of course. You cannot forget the Sims.
Really?
I grew up on Sims. I love it. It's great.
I don't think Sims when I think EA. I'm not saying that Sims is
a
bad game.
I think Sims when I think Origin.
I think Maxim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been playing Sims since the first
Maxim.
One.
Well, wait, no.
No, I know. I know what you're thinking of. It's got like the green and blue logo.
The original company that
yeah.
made it.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay,
Maximus. I don't know. Chat knows.
Yeah. No.
You
nobody.
Think Maxim
yeah.
magazine.
That's what I was thinking.
Play Sims.
You didn't know the people who made Maxim magazine created the Sims.
Wow. Maxim.
Yeah. It was.
That's gonna get me into Sims.
Yeah.
Some really smart people over there at Maxim magazine. Coders and yeah, exactly.
They did have the heart shaped bed for a reason.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, they did have that. All right.
Matt. Yeah. Maxis.
The more you know.
You're on the right track. No, you're on the right track.
I was there.
So then
the old men's magazine. You know, Maxim still exists, right?
Maxim, who or reads magazines?
Or do you mean a magazine for old men?
That's what he means.
It is a magazine for old men. Yeah.
I was about to say nobody reads magazines. Nobody reads magazines.
I read it for the articles.
Before we get into all that, you guys had a little discussion going on because they showed a trailer for Dead or Alive 6.
Whoop whoop.
That came to a meh. To the internet. Except, hold on, I was going to say, except to one
except for
lady
me.
who seems to really, really like and enjoy this.
I'm so excited. We're finally getting Dead or Alive 6. Dead or Alive 5 came out a million years ago. I think it
Is this story about Dead or Alive 6?
This is not a story.
Did you mean to say Soul Calibur?
Oh!
Because there's no way that anybody actually thinks Dead or Alive is worthy of being the best fighting game.
I enjoy it. It's my favorite. Sense of being chat. It is my favorite. Let me love things, okay? Let people like things.
I just don't like when you love the wrong things.
This is what's right for me. What? Okay?
That'd be okay.
I don't like when you love the wrong things because I know you can aspire for better.
No, I've played like, Soul Calibur.
He cares
I've played
about you,
Street
Fighter.
I've played Tekken, and I prefer Dead or Alive.
You said you played a little bit of Street Fighter. Which one?
I don't know.
Was it 2D side-scrolling stuff?
No, it was one of the newer arcade ones. No,
they're all 2D side-scrolling, except for like one.
I mean...
But like, I've played them a handful of times. Right there. I go back to what I love. Irregardless. Back to the one I like.
No, so the thing is, I tried to, you know, trigger and bait her everywhere I could on the internet.
She did. Oh my God, you posted the same meme like everywhere. 17 times.
And then
Was it the Soul Calibur?
No, it was the Dead or Alive. Is it a relevant game?
Yeah, I was there for that meme.
Changed
that
my mind. And I'm like, why the fuck do I care about changing your fucking mind? I don't give a shit about you.
So I posted it everywhere that she could see.
He posted it in Friendster, the group chat. He posted it on Twitter.
MySpace.
He posted it on Instagram.
Oddly enough,
I saw him walking down the street with flyers.
Yeah. Just handing them out.
I saw a Craigslist personal listing.
Yeah. Strangest place was blackplanet.com. I didn't even know she had an account there. So then the thing that stings is, okay, if one person makes a joke about you, that stings a little. You can brush that off. Then when somebody totally different comes in and says something similar that you had no communication with, that kind of punches it home. So when Jay Gist, our very own Capital Fight District, came into a comment on, I think, a picture that I posted or something like that. Anyway,
yeah, it was the meme that you posted on Instagram.
He came up saying basically nobody likes this game. Like, this is
and
this
he game. Is an authority
and he is, yeah.
on fighting games.
You That's don't fine. Know that. I know
you
don't
know that. Yeah. I didn't know he had that stance because he's usually very nice.
Yes.
Like he doesn't say negative things about people, for sure.
Yeah.
And very rarely even about video games.
He's like, oh, sure, like some people like it. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But he came in with the hotness.
Oh, no.
He's like, this is not a game. This is barely a game.
Wow.
And
hang on, let me look up the
Oh, line. She's going to look the exact quote.
Bring up, and I quote.
And I quote.
Mr. Jason Gistley.
But here's the thing. I commented after I was like, your rebuttal, Miss Emma Skies. And... to my surprise, with her calm and composure, she went and gave like bullet points of, hey, I like this game.
This is why I'm
a friend and close player of this game.
Calm composure? That's a word that I would not use.
Well, to be fair, it was my second
right?
comment. My first
right?
comment.
I wouldn't.
My first comment was, here's a mind changer. Fuck you.
Yeah, there was
that
the
was the
comment.
First one.
There that was the first
one.
Yeah. That's the Emma that we
Yeah, but yeah. when she came back with that other paragraph and that thesis of why she likes the game, then I was like, you know what? I'm impressed.
Not everybody has to like everything. I happen to really enjoy this franchise.
I want
to
hear Jay's...
Oh, he just said it's not a good fighting game and it relies on fan service to be relevant.
Ooh,
100%.
Which is why I'm excited, which is what I'm excited about, because the new one, they're taking out the boob physics, they're like not being nearly as sexual with all the characters.
So you're taking out the only thing that makes it relevant.
Which is what people are, which is what people are trying to say on like in the Twitter tags and stuff, but I'm just like, because they're focusing more on fighting. They're like, these are fighters. Like, we're kind of going away from what we had before and trying to make a better fighting game. And I'm like, I appreciate that.
You know what tilts me about her opinions?
Is that like, it like grinds my gears.
They're not consistent.
What do you mean not consistent?
She's all over the place. Like, she doesn't like Grease because he says, does she put up a fight? So you clearly you don't like what's the guy's name? The director?
John Travolta.
Joss Whedon.
Because all these names
it was Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
all those answers are correct though.
Yeah, Joss Whedon. She doesn't like him because of a few episodes he did of Buffy or whatever.
Okay, we had a big long
conversation
about that.
There's a lot more to it, okay, but still, right. It's
summing
you
it up.
Think he's
what about his brother?
Disingenuous in his.
Is his brother fine?
I don't know.
Will Wheaton?
Yeah, not Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton is a whole different person. Anyway,
he's
continue, Corey.
So like. You clearly care about these issues, and even people who you thought weren't doing women justice enough who get credit for it.
Yeah.
So you're like we established that.
But you can say the word feminist, it's okay.
I don't like to label people.
So I don't like using the F word.
Yourself one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well then I'll throw it around.
Really? You think you're a feminist?
Wow, do you wanna get into this conversation?
I know
right now?
Feminists.
Do you wanna get into this conversation?
Well, no, that's why I'm saying, if you're gonna take the hard line.
But I see what you're saying. You say like you don't think that I can have that stance, and yet like a game that objectifies women.
That's all it does. That's literally all that game is for.
It definitely does that. And I definitely stray away.
I know, right?
Like it annoys me. I'm not a fan of it. It is what it is. But as a fighter, I enjoy the game.
But you've stuck with it. You've stuck with it for a long time.
Yeah, I started playing it.
As far as to call yourself a feminist, that's a hard. That's why I didn't call you that, because like you really have.
Are you
going to
mansplain feminism to me right now?
First of all,
I'm mansplaining why I'm like dancing around it. I don't just want to just throw that label on you.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm almost there. So it's like that's a hard.
Where
set
are we
line.
Going?
And like, if you're allergic to peanuts, that's a hard set line. You will die if you eat the peanuts, right?
Yes.
Just like feminism.
You will die.
You die if you're a feminist. Yeah, if I'm summing this conversation up so far.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, you get it, though. You get where I'm going. Like, if you say you're a feminist, that means you adhere to certain things.
I see
things.
What you're saying. You think that it's weird that I am a feminist and that I don't like the objectification of women. And
I don't
like this game
can.
That objectifies
yeah,
women.
Yeah, I don't think you can keep your title and then agree to liking a
I'm
game.
I'm sorry, are you trying to tell me?
Yep.
Are you?
Yes,
let me
he
get
is.
This right. Are you trying to tell me that I cannot be a feminist? You are trying to tell me I can't be a feminist because
no. Here, hold on. Okay, hold on. No, hold on. Before we go any further. Hold on, before we go any further. Before we go any further in all of this.
I think you're whatever you are.
Hold on, do I have to mute now? Hold on. Hold on. Before we go any further in all of this. None of it actually even matters.
It's true.
Because we're not recording the whole time.
the whole thing is irrelevant to the game. It's going to come out. It's going to make marginal changes. And people will either buy it or not buy it. That's all that matters.
But that's not what our conversation's about.
And that's why, but that's not what the whole. Yeah, and it doesn't matter now because the whole show is not going to be about what the definition.
Oh, but it is. Oh, but it is now.
But it's not.
It is now. Now that Corey brought it up,
you guys can bring that up after the show.
In the post show,
you can talk all about that.
You guys can talk about feminism.
But right now,
blue in the face.
Right now,
the short answer to stop the conversation is that you can have a
stance. What more?
You stopped the conversation.
Yeah, no, it's over.
I want
to
hear.
No, you don't need to hear it right now. Save it. Write it down.
I'm going to fucking talk. I'm going to fucking say it. So, you can have a stance, and you can like problematic media and realize that it's problematic and still enjoy it while realizing that it is problematic and what is wrong with it.
Okay.
We can discuss this more later.
No, yeah. I agree. I get it.
No, he doesn't. But anyway. Like, all right, let's do some.
I just like challenging people on things. You know that? It's fine. I don't see her any. It's perfect.
I'm not saying it's leading. It's not leading to anything.
Biggest swig I've ever seen.
It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's great.
Are we ready to go on, people?
Oh, God, please.
Yes.
For the love of everything.
Hey, blame Corey for that.
Let's do some banging around E3.
Banging around E3!
I like how you guys evolved with that.
Yeah.
It's
like,
uncomfortable.
BioWare's Anthem is set to arrive February 22nd, everybody. And
we'll see.
We got a couple of... We got a couple of more details today through EA coming out with a not as cringy as I thought presentation. Kudos to them. And what's the young lady's name? Andrea?
Andrea Renee, I think.
Andrea Renee, I think. She's from Kinda Funny.
Kinda Funny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kudos to you. I would say bring her back on. She did a great job up there. She kept the cringe down to a very minimum. I think the only thing that she said was like, oh, I can finally make my javelin pink to kind of like a stale audience.
Yeah, I mean, that's just those audiences.
Well, I mean, you got to play to your show, though. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to know your crowd out there.
She whipped the Star Wars thing, too, remember?
Oh, that was a bad thing.
She sat next to, like, the developer of a new Star Wars game, and he's, like, painting this picture of the time period it takes place. It's, like, this really dark time.
It's, like, right after Order 66.
Yeah, right after Order 66, and a bunch of people died. And she goes, oh, it sounds like a fun time period.
And
he goes, no.
It was a dark
period. Actually, a lot of people died.
Oh,
my God.
It's like younglings died.
Yeah.
Kids died. Okay, cool.
Is that a fun time to you, young lady?
Is that a fun time for you? Do you like it when kids
of
die?
Of children who couldn't defend themselves against a grown man?
She clearly zoned out. All
right. So anyway, BioWare went out there and they said, hey, look, this is our game. Anthem is coming out next year. We got some more details for you. It's going to be a shared open world. That was one of the big things. Mm-hmm. But they're still going to have you feel like you're playing a single player narrative once you go back to your own little, I guess,
campaign
HUD work. Yeah. You know, like your, I don't know, what do they call it? Home base?
Yeah.
They had a name for the actual city, but I don't know.
Was it Anthem? Was that the name of the city?
No. Because okay. Anthem represents, what's the guy in Destiny? The Wanderer? The stranger.
Oh, the speaker. The speaker?
No. Because in Destiny, the story is there was somebody that came and saved the Earth, right? And
oh, it was the
yeah, but what is that thing called? Nobody knows, huh?
No, they've talked about it. It's called the...
Because it's the Anthem of Life is what they're...
Something or other.
That's the power source, yeah. Or whatever. And anyway, one thing that disappointed me is that they are going the route of class-based javelins. Javelins is the name of the little mech suit that you're driving.
The mech suit thing.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like it?
No, I felt like you should have your base javelin, and then through the parts and things that you find or you farm for, you create a class. As opposed to, I just picked a, and we can go through them right now, I just picked a Storm, which looks like the Mage.
Yeah.
Or a Colossus.
Traveler.
Yeah, thank you, the Traveler.
Thank you.
Or the Colossus, which is basically a tank. You got your Ranger, which looks like it's your Jack of all trades, you know, whatever. And then the last one is the Interceptor, which looks like a, I don't know, like a rogue or a assassin or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm a little disappointed in that because I feel like I'm locked in now. And in an open world, I shouldn't feel like I'm locked into something.
I can see why you would be disappointed.
Okay.
But I'm not disappointed because I'm not surprised. I was expecting something like that.
Really?
I was expecting it to have roles because they're going for that sort of style
but
game.
But when do we expect more then from open world games like this? Because I just went back, like literally, I just found my Fallout 3 and I'm loving the hell out of that game and it's so wide open. Like it's there's no real linear path on that in that game, the way you play your character or the story. Well, so, go ahead.
Pocket brings up a good point that they talked about in the press conference. You can switch suits whenever you want. You can be a Ranger and then in the next mission be a Colossus or whatever the fuck it's called.
Which is cool because in games similar, you can't do that. Once you decide that you're going to be a tank, you're a tank.
True.
Like one game that's being compared to is Destiny.
Okay.
So, you play Destiny. Once you go the route of, like, I can't even think of the roles of Destiny. Once you go a certain route
Warlock
in Destiny.
Or
Warlock. We'll use Warlock, for example. Once you go the role of Warlock, you are a Warlock.
Can you just make another character?
You can make another character.
But so you have to start over.
But you have to start over.
Oh, okay.
You can't just
That's probably going to be the same thing with this, though. You're going to start from your bait. Like, you're not going to be...
No. You can collect different...
Did you watch the press conference?
Yeah, I watched the press press conference.
No, because they talk about it... I didn't watch it, and I know this.
They talk about it... Like, they specifically talk about it in their little Q&A section, is that the character that you play is not your suit. You are a person. You can choose whatever suit you want. So you level up your person... Mm-hmm. But then you're like, in this mission, I'm going to be a Ranger. And in the next mission, I'm playing with my friends. They already have a Ranger, but they need a Storm. So I'll be in the Storm suit this time.
Yeah,
but
no, the same person. I understand that part. I'm saying I'm playing as my character, of course, and I'm using the Ranger a whole bunch. And I'm leveling this Ranger suit up. And I have, back at home, the Colossus suit.
Yes.
That Colossus suit is not leveling with me or anything. So, like, when I go back and switch, I just have this powered-up Colossus suit. I have to start over still with this new Colossus suit as its base form, correct?
Well, if they play differently, why should they level up the same?
That's true, I understand. But if the game plays to my play style, then I wouldn't have to worry about re-leveling other things up. I'm already where I want to be as a player.
I don't know if leveling up is the right word. I think that when it comes to javelins, it's a matter of...
Just parts?
Just learning
parts.
How they look.
Okay, exactly. Now, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
The weapons and things like different armor pieces.
I'll accept that then. I can get down with that.
You might have low-level weapons on the Colossus because you don't use it that often. Mm-hmm. If you used it more, then you would get better weapons on it.
Or if I go out and I find a weapon for the Colossus, but I'm in my Ranger, and I can just keep it in my inventory until I take it back.
If they don't allow you to do that, then that's frustrating.
Then I'm straight with that. That's what I want. Because I don't know. I really don't like being locked into classes anymore. I kind of feel that with Skyrim, the way it is, and with pretty much a lot of games.
We've moved past
that. We've moved past that era. Like, we shouldn't be that way anymore. There should not be anything like that anymore.
I was pretty disappointed with what we saw, just because it was seemed very similar to what we saw last year.
Exactly the same. The only thing different from Anthem's thing last year was that they showed us that you can change how your suit looks.
Yeah.
Everything else was exactly the same.
Exactly the same, which I'm disappointed
in. Yeah, the only reason it even looked different is because they played a different mission. I was like, in a year later, and after a significant delay, I would have expected to see a lot more.
It was gameplay, and it was edited gameplay.
It was severely edited gameplay.
Going back to talking about the different skins for the armors, they did drop a little Mass Effect Easter egg in there, though.
Yeah, the N7 black armor was like, it got me a little giddy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't cry, but I, you know, I was...
because you're a robot.
I mean,
I squealed. I was like, yes.
Well, see, I mean, that's a proper response to a video game. Yes.
Normal level excitement.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think what you can just expect is this game is going to be Warframe and Destiny mixed together. The armor, like, I'm kind of sick of this, like, how Emma feels about Battle Royale modes. I feel about, Halo Master Chief armor in, like, every game now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every game looks just like Destiny armor stuff, which is...
What was every game? What is your definition?
Battlefield 5.
What's that game?
Was Destiny armor in that?
Yeah, no.
Didn't Advanced Warfare have stuff like that?
Yeah, they started moving into the Call of Duty games. Titanfall, you even looked a little bit like that. What's that game that failed massively?
Lawbreakers.
Damn.
All you said was the game that failed massively. I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, so Lawbreakers look just Cliffy like B. that. I mean, I feel like it all just looks the same these days.
I mean, when it comes to the mech type of stuff, yeah, I can see you on that one. But it's just like, where do you really go without being a Gundam?
You go
RB.
You go into not being humans. Because that's the whole point, is like we get these suits because we're playing as humans, but humans who need to be strong, just play as stronger beings. As beings that can fly.
It's limited to the kind of creation or creativity of the actual developer, and then their imagination as just being a human. Kind of like when we have a lot of discussions when we go to cons and they're like, well, why aren't there any more female characters in here?
I think that's kind of what you're saying, right? It's like you're annoyed about the lack of creativity and the lack of imagination.
Yes.
In the gaming industry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just watching this, I didn't get that feeling of like, first of all, I've always been lukewarm about this. I'm optimistic, but I'm setting realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And this kept them the same, maybe even lowered it a little bit, just because now I feel I know exactly what I'm going to get. Like Ray Ray was talking about before the show, you know, she wants relationship stuff. But there's going to be no, like, worthy AI in this game. I think it's going to be just like Destiny, where... maybe they have names, but that's about it.
They're just vendors, basically.
They're just vendors.
Well, how much single-player stuff was there in Destiny outside of the multiplayer?
Because
trying to push that we perfectly blended it.
I mean, you can do a lot of it solo.
You have a whole campaign.
Yeah.
Destiny did the same thing, but here's the thing. It was always, go to this computer and hold the choke point. Go to this computer and hold the choke point. All right, now go both of these computers and hold these checkpoints. Like, you did the same things over and over in that game. And in this game, like, when they went through the mission, they had an opportunity to maybe show us, you know, some, all right, this guy's got to hold the lever down while he goes and moves this mech over here to do this.
I don't think you're getting any of that.
You're not getting that stuff. You're not going to get, like, true multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't think they're going for that. I think they're going to go for...
hold the checkpoint and then push the button on the computer.
I think they're going... Well, they said exploring is a big part of it. So I don't know what that means in their... you know, their definition of exploring. But if I'm just walking around a giant location that there's nothing to do, that's not exploring to me. Like, there needs to be things in the world that make it feel alive.
Kind of like Sea of Thieves has that struggle. Like,
it's
you're exploring,
it's the same
kind of.
Yeah, you're exploring. You're looking.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop with the exploring. To me, exploring implies that there might be something to find. I'm not looking. I mean, you might as well just play Pokemon Snap then, because that's just what it is.
It's like an explore game because you never know what you're gonna find.
Yeah, you can find different things, the different minerals, you know, find out there, and then they've added whatever. But I don't mind the comparison to a Warframe. Destiny, I kind of mind. But
well, I like Warframe, so I don't mind that.
Yeah,
Destiny, the elements I saw, like, were really, besides like the look of the game, was really focused on, like, it's the same basic premise. You have this one city that's behind a wall, and you have aliens or whatever that are trying to get through the wall and conquer the city, and that's basically what Destiny is trying to push off this alien invasion. So, I mean, But there were some aspects of the gameplay in Destiny that I liked. Not the mission so much, but the actual mechanics I liked. So I'm not mad at it. I'm just disappointed we didn't see more.
Well, I mean, yeah, I wasn't expecting you really. I just wanted a little bit more gameplay.
I don't know. If that was going to be like what their big thing for the whole press conference was, like that was their crowning achievement for the press conference, I was like, this was really light. Especially considering what you showed last year. It didn't top what you did last year.
Well, here's the thing.
And last year it had the benefit of being new.
Here's the question, though. Since it's going to be out on Xbox and the PS4, do you think they'll have a better showing at one of those conferences?
I'm trying to remember if it was Anthem. I know one of the games said there was going to be an exclusive reveal at
Xboxes. Yeah, I remember. I don't remember which one, but I remember seeing it in the corner. Yeah. I remember.
Oh, you know what? Actually, it might have been Battlefield. I might be wrong on that. Battlefield.
Nobody cares about
them. Well, they did do some Battlefield stuff too, right?
But to wrap up the Anthem thing, the last thing that they did that was pretty, good at least, was they said anything that you buy is going to be cosmetic and you're going to see what you get before. So no loot boxes.
That's nice. They're learning.
They did a small blurb on Battlefield because, like Emma said, they're going to be going more into detail of it, I guess, on the Xbox one. And, that's just some company probably buying up that space because they think this is going to be a huge AAA title. But one thing that they did leak, I guess, at their conference is that Battlefield 5 will include a Battle Royale mode. And I remember seeing Emma crying to this one on Twitter. tears of joy.
That's not what happened. Don't lie to the people.
I thought that's what it was. Ray, that wasn't what you were filming? Is her reaction to Battlefield 5?
No, definitely not Battlefield 5.
Okay.
I think it was that one game, Laurel, Yanny. What was
I hate
it?
All
it's
of
all
you.
The same.
You're all bad.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Battlefield 5 is going to be a...
it's not even what the game's called. It's the character's name.
Battlefield 5 is going to have a Battle Royale mode.
Irrelevant.
They showed a little more of the destructibility, I guess. I missed that because I went to go get sliced pizza.
Yeah, they just showed like a tank barrel through half of a house.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did they do anything else that was really interesting to, make you want to be like, oh, I got to get this game now?
No, it was just that. It was showing off the destructible environments, which you talked about, and...
Battle
Royale.
It looked good. I mean, it looked pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I would play it.
So. Yeah, me too. I like Battlefield 1. I like the way they did that.
I like the first one.
I like the first one.
I like the fifth one.
It
bodes well for the second, right?
I think they emphasized a single-player campaign on this one.
Oh, did they? I think it's going to be in this one, huh?
Well, that's pretty important, I guess. Or maybe they're trying to clean up all those people that might leave Call of Duty because they're scrapping their storyline.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
So before they're probably like, we're not going to promote the storyline too much, but they're like, oh, but now one less competitor.
And I think Battlefield 5's campaign is going to be done like Battlefield 1's campaign was.
Which
was really cool. So you'd play as different people around the world.
Okay.
And it was like storyline. So you play, it'd be like five missions as this one person, and then you would come out of that person, you'd go to another person.
That reminds me of Valiant Hearts, which is a completely different game.
Yeah,
has nothing to do with it.
Was that that cell shaded one?
No, I wouldn't call it cell shaded.
Okay, I'm thinking of that cell shaded like army strategy game or whatever it was.
No.
In chat, Jay Slaughter says Battle Royale don't need to be in everything.
True.
Lost Sheep says blowing stuff up is awesome. I'm buying it day one. And Squiggle says, who plays the story? Let's be honest.
I do.
Yeah,
there
I played it in Call of Duty.
There you go.
Yeah, I do.
Working at GameStop, I found that people that played the story in those Call of Duties and Battlefields usually didn't have online.
I had online.
I had still online.
Because they would just beat the story and bring it back.
I wouldn't touch the online until I'd beat the campaign.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't even look at multiplayer until I beat the campaign. Because I was like, once I'm done with the campaign, I'll have a good feel of how the game works, how the mechanics work, what all the guns do.
Oh, no, trial by fire.
Oh, I just put it on.
Trial by fire. Yeah, you jump right into multiplayer.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if it had a shitty campaign, I'm like, fuck this game, and I don't play it.
Other games that came out that EA wanted to, I guess, throw the nod to, of course, their sports series had a wrap in with their new Origins premiere.
God.
It's just, I guess, a gold membership to their Origins package.
I guess. Nobody gives a fuck about Origins.
But it's bringing Madden back to the PC.
Whatever.
You're not excited for that?
We literally skipped over the anything where they talked about sports. And the, like, they got to FIFA, and I was like,
first
you
all,
I skip this?
First
and
of all, like,
yeah,
FIFA.
Yeah, Aaron was pretty funny to listen to watch that with.
FIFA Champions League back in it, everybody. FIFA 19. It's just marginal upgrade. I'm still going to buy it day one, but...
Yeah,
all those games are marginal upgrades.
Saying,
it's the
said
same
day one
game.
Buy immediately. Like, they showed the tunnel. They didn't even... You just hear chanting.
Yeah.
And he just goes, day one buy.
Yeah,
because
they went by.
I was like Cristiano Ronaldo's voice. I hear it.
It's the same. They're all the same game. They just reskin it with new people,
well,
they release the same thing.
They showed that trophy, grass. That special trophy that they brought to have there.
First of all, the UEFA Champions League trophy.
It was a special trophy.
Yeah,
and then exactly because as soon as it's on the stage, he goes, "The UEFA Championship League trophy."
The morons didn't even know what was in front
and
of them.
He says that. He says, "Those guys don't even know what they're standing next to." The if I was there, I'd take a picture with it.
Yes.
He's like just talking about this.
The history that's in that hunk of metal in front of them, and they don't know anything. They're sitting there like, oh.
They're talking about game features, and he's just like, they probably don't even appreciate it.
Yeah, they don't. They really don't. Didn't deserve it. I would have knocked it over in front of them. Like, you guys aren't clapping for this? Whatever. Just knocked it over in front of them. But yeah, you're getting Champions League. That is, to the soccer fans out there, that is a big deal to them. They're finally getting that back. Because they used to sell that as two separate games, which pissed people off.
But yeah, it wasn't the same developer, though.
No, yeah, it was. It was still EA.
Really?
EA would put out FIFA Champions League, which had like maybe like 20 teams in it, and then they would put out the FIFA soccer game, which had hundreds of teams in it, and it pissed people off.
Wow, I didn't realize that they developed it separately.
You know what's crazy, too? When I was working at GameStop, I used to make fun of those people, because I wasn't a soccer fan at the time. I was like, you're an idiot. You're buying these two different games. What's wrong with you? And now I have become one of those idiots.
No, I'm still that. I still make fun of those people.
Sergeant Squiggles in chat says FIFA is also getting a Battle Royale mode.
I can't wait. That's day one. I can't wait to play that. Can't wait to play
that. I hear you can rip the goalposts apart and just stab people with it.
If you have the power to do that,
it's all destructible. You can like go into the stands, grab chairs.
Ooh.
I mean, I'd play that.
Don't play
me.
Turns out
WWE. Get me into FIFA.
EA, please pay attention. They also had a presentation on stage of some real gameplay. They didn't really do that too much this year, did they? They only did it with this one game. The Command & Conquer.
Excuse you. They did it with Unravel, but we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
Did they really? Somebody played it?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have fell asleep.
No. Remember because he put in the cheat code.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. I was like, they did not mean to show that.
Yeah.
Command & Conquer mobile game came out. Corey said it's just basically Clash of Clans.
Nobody cares.
It looked
about
good.
It.
I went and pre-registered for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you like that game, huh?
Okay. I like Clash, but I'm
but
really
isn't
far...
it the same game?
It's kind of. Well, Clash Royale, it's like you're working from the bottom of the screen to the top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you're going from the left to the right.
What celebrity is going to market this one? I need a celebrity. Who's marketing this?
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, maybe
got,
Arnold
like,
Schwarzenegger for
yeah,
the other
like,
one.
We can't
okay.
Get Schwarzenegger. We'll get
Gina
Carano. Yeah, no, she's kind of washed up now.
Well, she was in the last one, though.
So. Yeah, but. You need her opposite.
I don't know how I feel about them taking the Command & Conquer name, because it's nothing like a Command & Conquer game.
You know what it is? They probably are going to run out of the license for Command & Conquer if they don't make another video game for it.
It looks like movies.
So they have to make something. Like a Command & Conquer card game, guys. Hey, yeah, we made it just yesterday. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you really care about the Command & Conquer name, though?
I mean...
No,
as
you
much
don't.
As I love
What's the last Command & Conquer game you played?
Yuri's Revenge.
Which was in?
Probably like 2004.
All right, then. Done. Nobody cares about that.
It was so good, though. Like, they had, like, actually they had real actors doing the cutscenes.
It was like an FMV game. In 2004?
Those are always bad.
It was pretty late.
Those are always bad. You know that one has to be.
No, they had, like, good actors.
Cutscenes were in
420. Power Rangers level actors.
Power Rangers level actors, and you're like, that's good
like
acting.
Like Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, I don't
like
know that I would
those
put that.
Guys.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and the girl who played Tanya. Oh.
Tanya Harding?
That was uncomfortable.
For everybody.
What?
For everybody.
90s kids will remember.
Please, no. Nismonic says, get Bruce
not.
Willis to do it. That could work.
I'm going
to
pull up
like
the original Tanya, and you'll see why
early
I played
90s.
That game.
And then, of course... they showed some more indie games, which actually I really appreciate EA for going with the indie games. One of the, I guess, big ones is kind of a new one, and it's Sea of Solitude.
Yes. So it looks really good.
That looks really good.
The concept looks really good. We didn't see any gameplay.
You did see gameplay. Yeah, you did. It's a third-person adventure game.
Well, yeah, but it was all, like, I don't know.
You didn't see somebody play it.
Yeah, it That's was, like... one thing. I don't know. I don't count that as gameplay.
It had a brief description. It says, you play as a young woman named Kay who is consumed by her senses of sadness, loneliness, and anger
that
transforms into monsters. Luckily, she's surrounded by an ocean full of creatures just like her, creatures that may hold the key to changing her back. Ooh.
Yeah, like the developer came out, and this was Alana Pierce tweeted about this too, but it's like when a developer comes out and they're so excited and like visibly nervous and they like... Like, she made me feel more for that game because you could tell how much she and her team, like, put into this game and this concept and how much she believed
in
it. And
nervous.
I was like, yes, I want her to present everything.
She was
That's
nervous.
Funny because you say things and then Twitch chat largely says another thing.
Oh, they were...
I don't care.
Twitch chat is something
chat
to watch.
Is so bad.
Yeah,
it does make
people.
Things more entertaining.
Were you watching it on Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and I... And I told him, like, read the comments on some of the stuff.
I just turned that off. I, like, I put it in theater mode, but I put the chat away.
No. You gotta get us some of the best parts.
Because I don't care what these people say. I'm like, some no, of the you're best all rude.
You start to learn them, though. Like, someone will go do something, and I tell Aaron, watch, cringe in the chat. Cringe. This is the unfortunate, the sad part. A black dude comes on, I'm like, Aaron, watch, try hard sevens.
And which I don't know what that I didn't know what that meant anyway. So
I can't tell you. But
what do you mean you can't tell me? It's not like I'm a black person. Well, I should know this stuff,
well,
right?
I mean, it's not like I'm not going.
No. Not like he can't physically won't tell
know.
You. Means he doesn't know.
Oh, you do not. I'm like, no, what?
It's not like I'm holding on to secrets.
You don't get to know.
Like the white delegation told me not to tell any black member.
No.
That's just called KKK.
That's just KKK. The Grand Wizard of the white delegation.
I have no clue why. Yeah. So like, it's a thing in Overwatch. Every time Malik would pop up. That's what would happen, and they started like banning people for it.
Time
of yeah, so like I didn't watch it with any of the chat because I don't care about any of that stuff. But it's like, yeah, she was nervous and she, you know, stumbled over her words. But I like that better than somebody coming on and having like a scripted conversation with each other. Like,
I thought she was
it's
fine.
Real. It's yeah, real. Like she feels for this game. She believes in this content. This is what she wants to put out. And like the way she explained it and the way she talked about how it, you know, she as an artist feels about it, like. I don't know. It made me feel a lot for a game that already looks like it's going to be heavily emotional.
Yeah.
I could see you playing this one and getting some of the old Kleenex out. And
Oh, yeah.
I thought the graphics and everything just looked super beautiful because it's supposed to be, like, you know, loneliness, depression, things like that. But it's really brightly colorful. I loved it. And
now you see, that's the right way to show these type of emotions with the, you know, you're in control. It shows that type of stuff, shows some of the hope in the end of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, this game where you play it and it shows all that stuff and you die every single time and you end the game that way. And it's like, oh, well, sorry. That's all that happens is, you know, this is the end road for that.
Jesus.
And it's sad, right?
Are you okay?
It's terrible.
You need to talk.
Do you need a drink?
Are you all right?
Quite all right. No. and then, of course, the other indie game that they showed on there was Tetris Pop.
I hate and you so much. Oh, my God. Fuck you. We're talking about Unravel. Everybody, they announced Unravel 2 at E3 this year, and I lost it, and it's, oh, my God.
You know what? That was the one game that I was just like, all right.
No, so if you haven't played Unravel, I can see how, like, not being unexcited for this game, but Unravel was one of my favorite games of all time, and I had no idea they were even working on a second. Like, a sequel never came into my mind because it's not really a story that lends
never
itself
came
to
into
a sequel.
Lot of people's
mind. Fuck off. Let me love things.
No, that's
okay?
Fine. Yeah, you can love
Let me be
Damn,
happy.
What does that sense to mean?
It was funny because it was like the developer came out and he was like, in the beginning, we had the, you know, or in the old game, we had all these connections we were building with, you know, the yarn and the humans and stuff. And right off the bat, we throw all of that away.
Yeah. And I was you like, break your connection and he loses his spark and you have to find your way back.
He has a spark?
Yeah.
We're in a Transformer territory here. We might want to...
The all spark.
At first, when you said they announced an Unravel 2, I read it Tearaway. I thought it was Tearaway 2. And I was like, oh,
similar.
Unravel?
No, they're similar. That, have you played Tearaway?
No, I don't know what that is.
It literally is just the paper form of
this
game.
It's Unravel, but as a your
yeah,
paper.
You're just
you're
paper.
Your envelope.
Yes.
All right, then.
I mean, it's a pretty... I mean, it's a decent game. It was fun on the Vita.
But Unravel was incredible. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it. I love the story. I love the concept of it. I love the gameplay. And then they announced that there's a sequel that I had never had no idea was coming out. And I flipped out, and I was like an emotional wreck the whole announcement. And then at the end, they casually drops... oh yeah, by the way, it's available right now. And I fucking lost it.
Actually,
there's video footage of this on Twitter.
There is. You can go to...
I think Pocket posted it in the chat a little bit earlier.
Pocket's already up on there.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's only $20.
It is, yeah. Not bad. That's what the first one was, too.
She bought it. She already installed it.
Did you play it?
I didn't play it yet. We're waiting to stream it.
Oh, okay.
So tell me. And then that's my other favorite thing is it's a couch co-op game.
What?
It's couch co-op.
Nice.
So tell me what made you, like, really get the feels in this? Like, why did you
grab
it?
Here we go.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to talk about this until I start crying, and then we're going to stop.
No, I want to hear this.
No, I know you want to hear this, but I want to film this.
I know you just want me to cry on stream, but I'm actually going to explain this game to you.
I don't. I want you to fill me with the emotions so we don't cry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The floor is yours, Emma. The floor is yours.
She's already crying.
So this game, you play this little, like, essentially you play this little ball of yarn, but it's, you know, it starts in this old woman's house and she's knitting and she's crocheting and whatever, and you're this little ball of yarn that falls out and you travel through her memories, and it's implied that she has dementia and she can't remember things anymore. Oh my god. No, I hate all
really
of you.
Awesome. No, this is great.
So she, it's implied that she has dementia and she can't really remember things anymore, because when you go into the level, like, you go in through photo albums, you find photo albums around her house and they're all cloudy and foggy and you can't see anything. And then you go through the level, you find out, you know, what happened in these things. And then when you come back, it's clear again because you got her memory back. I'm fine.
What happens
it's
to the
very
what
sweet.
Happens to the grandmother
it
at the
really
end?
Sweet.
It's very sweet.
What happens to the grandmother at the end?
It's
yes.
It's a happy ending, you know? She okay. You know,
beat it, what happens?
You beat it and then you have the memories back.
Does she remember?
I mean, if you want her, you know, it's an open ended.
Oh.
You can interpret it however you want.
At the end there's a gravestone.
Excuse you.
What's going to happen in 2 though? How do you get a little buddy and then
grandma's revenge?
I don't know, because in 2, the trailer starts with, like, his, like, little yarn gets cut off, because that's what ties you. The whole puzzle platformer thing is, like, you have a finite amount of yarn, and you have to get from point A to the end of the level, and so you can run out, and you have to backtrack and be like, okay, I have to find a way where I use less.
That's a fun little puzzle game.
Yeah,
that is
and
pretty
then
interesting,
you can,
yeah.
You can find, like basically reload your yarn. There's, like, points, checkpoints in the game where you can get more. So in this one, it looks like you cut out, it cuts that off, but then, like, a little another yarny pulp. Paul falls out of a suitcase and you guys join together.
Do you
and
learn
so,
his backstory?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
Was he like with the grandfather or something?
I don't know.
See, you're losing your mind, Charlie.
It's like a
I'm gonna find it back.
I know you're all making fun of me, but I don't care because this game is incredible.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I want to know more about
the
blue yarn.
I feel very attacked right now.
The blue yarn was with the granddad or something like that.
I feel very attacked right
now. Now I actually care a little bit about it.
It's really good. It's a really sweet story. It's really fun gameplay. Like the as a puzzle platformer, even if you don't give a shit about the story, like as a platformer, it's really fun. It's a really interesting take on like how to do stuff like that. And then in this one. It's always 2. You can have 2 players or you can have 1 player, but even if you're playing by yourself, it's still 2, and you have to, like, work off of each other.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in the gameplay, they showed that there's threats. There's, like, points where you're running through wilderness, and so, like, birds are trying to eat you because they're just birds. And so, like, one has to distract it while the other one runs to the other side and gets past it, and then it distracts it so the other person can run in and
it was a cool
it.
Mechanic when they showed that. Yeah, that was actually a pretty cool mechanic. But I want to hear what Ray thinks because she's going to be playing co-op on this one.
I mean, I've never heard of the game until today, and I saw how emotional she got. I was like, all right, I want to play with you, but that's... I mean, it looks
I think
cute.
I scared her a little.
I mean, no. I laughed. I filmed it.
She did. Yeah. Right. I turn around, I'm like, are you filming this? Well, I'm like full crying.
Yeah, you called me a stupid bitch, but it was fine.
I was very emotional. I was like, are you filming this, you stupid bitch?
I don't think there's ever been a game that's made me emote like that. Corey, you? You ever cried over a
video game?
Was it when Martinez died in Halo 1?
You know which one actually kind of almost got me at Gears of War?
Spoilers? Like 13 years?
What? I think that's spoiled for that game. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry that you waited so long to play Halo 1.
Anyway, you were saying Gears of War.
Go.
Gears of War.
There was nobody in Gears of War that deserved a crying moment.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. The whole thing with Dom's wife.
Exactly.
That
no.
was
the
okay.
moment,
okay.
The moment when Dom realized that his wife was dead. Like,
okay.
He's been holding on to hope.
And then he went to suicidal mode, like, right then and there.
I
looked
thing.
At that, and then I think me and Steven were playing at the same time, and he drives a truck into something, correct?
Something like that.
Okay. He could have jumped out. Literally at any time,
but he didn't want to.
I'm like, this is dumb. This was a bad way to write out a character.
You've never dealt with grief.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
I was gonna say.
How can you not feel anything when he comes to that realization? It's like in Walking Dead.
I'm with
Dead.
You. That's hella sad.
Again, the only like I said, the closest to any type of emote was again Fallout 3 when I'm playing, okay. And I ran into the same character today when I was playing the game.
This is me a spoiler because I've never played this game.
No, 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 no.
You talking with the old woman?
Little old lady on the side of the river that sells stuff.
Which is even weirder because it's not even a sad thing. It's a sad story he made up in his head.
Because I had no money.
It's his headcanon.
I had no food. I had no weapons. So, and I was being chased by...
She's an old lady with a shop. She's a dumb NPC who says dumb things.
No, okay. When you get there...
He's down on his luck and she sees that she has things he needs and he murders her.
She's akin to the grandmother in Yarn. She literally might as well be.
Her? So it's imagine you're playing Unravel, you uncultured swine.
Imagine in the middle of Unravel, Aaron comes in and blasts Grandma in the face, takes all of her shit and runs away. That was him.
I laid her down into the river.
Jesus.
As a nice gesture and let her body float.
You up don't the do that in Fallout.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You can pick bodies up. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Move them around. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Because as soon as I killed her, I was like, crap, like. And then I didn't know about the save anywhere feature, so I didn't just like reload or anything. And I was like, dang, I feel really, really bad that I, you know, and it tells you too, like bad karma. Aww. And everything. So I was like, let me just.
Whoop it really good.
Every time he logs on, but he goes back to that house to check her mail and make sure that it's.
Why is your
plan? I basically live there from then on, yeah. I basically live there from then on.
But like, you've never gotten emotional grandma? Over a game?
Grandma?
No.
Have you seen my grandma?
Mass Effect 3, the whole Citadel DLC. I romance Thane, and then he leaves you that message, and he's like telling you he loves you.
Didn't
do
anything.
I'll see you across the sea, and I was like, oh, no.
Didn't do anything. And you know what? Mass Effect 3 messed me. Our Mass Effect series.
Yeah.
You should feel that way about a lot of things in that game because there's a lot of things that you can get emotionally attached to, but they kind of jacked up some stuff. Like one, you pick, you know, one of your crewmates.
Yeah.
Okay.
The two worst ones. So that's fine.
That was easy for me.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you know. Caden was like, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm like, sorry, bro. Ashley over here is...
Ashley is a fucking racist.
I don't care.
I let her die.
I ran right towards her and never heard about Caden again. So they try to bring that up later in games, you know, to kind of like, you know, tug on the old heartstrings. And I didn't care because I was like, I didn't care about that guy. I knew who I wanted to save. I saved him. And now she's here. But then you break up with her and all this other stuff in part two. And so they kind of, they didn't give you that emotional attachment. A lot of players... I know are saying Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I cried with Aerith.
Aerith, yes.
Yeah.
Like, because you had this character in your team for a long time. She was your healer.
You don't play Final Fantasy, you don't understand.
Then there's this full cutscene where they just wipe her out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just haven't ran into it.
That's not even the same story. It's not.
I haven't ran into anything. So.
Well, yeah, no, I totally cried when Aerith died. Even though I knew it was going to happen, I still cried.
See? See, there's a lot of ones, just nothing in anything outside of Fallout.
Wow, get in touch with your feelings.
It's more than I've ever felt for a game.
Aaron's just heartless.
Like, honestly, no, y'all can make fun of me for crying over a game, but, like, have you ever felt that kind of joy in your life?
Nobody made fun of me.
Have you ever felt that kind of joy in your life?
I watched a bunch of losers.
Exactly.
I watched a bunch of losers with the UEFA Champions League trophy sitting right in front of them. And not budge. That was joy to nobody in that room, and that pissed me off. So I understand how you feel about, I don't know.
I don't know if you do.
Things. Yeah, kind of. Anyway, moving right along, anybody. We still had some other things in there. That was actually all EA's thing. EA's whole presentation.
You didn't talk about, well, you didn't really talk about anything with Battlefront.
Well, because
General Grievous, Kenobi.
No.
Yeah.
What was that new Star Wars game?
Respawn Star Wars game?
Sounds interesting, but there's nowhere near enough information to get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they brought in Ewoks, the best part of Star Wars.
They should have known better. Might as well brought Jar Jar.
Excuse me. I love Ewoks.
Damn.
So, right now, EA wins E3?
Of course, yeah. Right now, they're definitely.
They're in first right now by technicality.
Actually, fuck it. No, somehow they're still behind. So I got more from that Fallout 76 trailer than I think I got from all of still, EA.
That's true, yeah.
Still hyped. Who's tomorrow? We got
Microsoft. Devolver.
So are we, we're streaming that one, right?
We should, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should stream that one. Emma, your thoughts?
I'm really excited. That's my thought.
No, I mean on the streaming.
Yeah, are we going to counter stream each other?
Are we?
Are we going to collective? So. Are we going to get in?
I mean, if we're both watching the same thing,
I think
thing,
we should get. Fair. We can get in a full chat. Are you like one of the movie things where you're like, oh, you can't talk during the trailers?
Kind of during the trailer. We discuss it after.
I don't know. That kind of makes sense.
We can joint stream. We can co-stream. We
like, because there was a time. Yeah. There was a time up there stream. When we'll when
multi-stream.
When what's the guy's name? when Willem Dafoe's son was up there.
Oh, God.
What game was he talking about?
I don't know, but there's a dude who presented that looked like a perfect mix of Willem Dafoe and Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, the yeah. guy in the red plaid?
Yes.
Keith the pair?
That was yes. from Battlefront, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so I was just, you know, bagging on him the whole kind of conference while he was talking about
Why?
Whatever the
he
hell.
He looks like a nice man.
He looked like he just got out of bed.
Yeah, he did. He yeah. looked like he woke he up like 2 minutes really before the conference.
Aaron's
he
was line late.
Game developer, what
Aaron's
do you expect?
Line of the thing was, it's today?
So what are you doing, Johnny? Hurry up.
Where are you, dude?
But yeah, I guess E3 had they had an all right presentation. Xbox is tomorrow. I'm expecting a better showing.
I'm hype.
Now that being an Xbox owner, you know, I can look forward to whatever they have, you know.
What are you expecting or what are you excited for Xbox tomorrow?
FIFA 19.
I think before we get into that, should we talk about the things we didn't get from EA?
What?
Oh, here's a thing that you guys aren't going to care about, but they showed new Sims content in their pre-roll and didn't talk about it at all.
Oh, that's right.
Conference.
Well, I mean, that's fine because it's just like Sims season.
But like, so why even show it if you're not going to mention it?
Because that's a really big thing for EA.
Maybe like, just to remind
people. Talk about it.
Yeah, probably.
I know they have a demo at the actual like E3.
I just thought it was dumb. I'm like, you're going to put this in your pre-roll and then not say a damn word about it.
Yeah, what would we be missing though? Like, I don't
four.
Nobody this wanted is like the that. Oh, time that was the yeah. joke.
I think.
People got excited for Skate 4, but I don't know why. Like, somebody just said it off top. Like, it's like one person was like, that'd be cool if we got that. And everyone went, oh my God, we're going to get it.
Ran with it. Yeah, they kind of just ran with it.
And then they all
it.
Got disappointed for something that was never promised in the first place.
Yeah, but here's the one. In the same vein, a lot of people were expecting a Dragon Age announcement, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think maybe one person was.
I mean, I would be hopeful. I would want it was her. I knew it wasn't going to come.
It'd be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Isn't Dragon Age BioWare?
Yeah.
So while they're working on Anthem,
they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like they've never split their team and made two different games.
I think the idea there is that
you learn the lesson. I can feel the salt coming from you.
Yeah.
They owe me. I should get freaking Anthem for free. Yeah.
I saw some tweets from like pretty high up like media people from websites that said that they were hearing rumors that there was going to be an announcement.
For Skate 4 or Dragon Age?
No, for Dragon Age.
Maybe it will be.
There was rumors about Skate 4 because Skate 3 servers popped on.
That was. I saw that online. They were like, oh, magically they just popped on out of nowhere.
The only thing I saw
about
Skate 4 was Raul Coley's tweet where he was like, if they announce Skate 4, I will shit in my hands and clap.
Holy hell!
Such a good tweet.
Oh, man.
Like, okay.
Maybe we'll see Dragon Age at one of the
I should
other,
follow that
at, like,
guy.
Xbox or
He's
PlayStation.
Fun. No, I think that would be a definite E3 thing. Maybe.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
You mean EA thing?
Yeah.
So I don't know anything else. What else do they have?
Like,
what other titles do they have? I think they kind of hit everything.
Sports.
Jeez, what the puberty for real quick.
What about a fight night?
Oh, they did the NFL. I mean, we didn't even talk about them doing NBA. They did that one. They showed that.
Yeah. Oh, I skipped over it. I didn't see it.
You don't want to play ball on the streets?
If I want to do that, I would just go out on the street and play.
Wow. You didn't care about Lil Kev and his championship trophy for Madden?
No.
Oh, that was cringy.
Not really, no.
Wow. I didn't see it, so no.
Lil Kev went through an injury, people. Okay? He got injured as a child.
Who's Lil Kev?
I don't know who
that
is.
All right. Whatever, people.
All I'm thinking is Kevin Hart because he's Kevin and he's short.
Is about the same person.
Damn.
Same.
Except for he's white. Yeah, nothing. There's nothing else that EA had. Like, they couldn't bring... They brought every game that they had. So that was it.
Yeah.
They really...
Yeah, I felt like the highlight of the presentation was their indie games.
It feels like they played it safe.
Yeah.
They were hesitant to really try and do a whole lot new because they knew where they sat with people.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what people, you know, how pissed they made people, so they're kind of like, you know what, let's just...
That's why they said multiple times they talked about loot boxes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they did.
Oh, no,
no doubt in my mind they did.
We're going hard over there. We got a couple of bang bites to wrap it out here.
Jesus.
Because well, like, in the beginning, she was like, nah.
Just let her drink some water.
Because she was just like, nah, I don't want any. And then all of a sudden, throughout the shore.
No, Corey started me drinking.
I was going to say, something triggered. Something
Corey
triggered.
Corey, you drive her to drink.
J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot expands to gaming with China's Tencent. So,
isn't Tencent the company that also just gave Microsoft like $1 billion?
Oh, that gave... Okay. I heard something different.
For a new game?
It's
not Destiny. Or was it a million? It's probably a million.
I think it was a
probably
million.
Probably not a billion.
I'm not sure.
That'd be a pretty damn it's impressive.
It's a pretty significant distance.
But I don't know. Bad Robot only associated with like TV shows and stuff like
and
that.
And Star Trek.
And Star Trek. So.
Yeah.
They've got a good... Bad Robot has a good number of movies.
But games.
Yeah, games.
That's what
I'm
we're
like,
talking about. So I wonder if they're going to turn any of those properties into video games.
New Star Trek games?
Maybe.
I'd be all about
Cloverfield game?
Heyo.
No, that's okay.
Hey, thanks Spaz81 for the follow. Hero Shooter Paladins arrives on Nintendo Switch June 12th, everybody. So,
does anybody care?
The people that are going to play it in a couple of days.
Those who like Paladins.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
So nobody?
Nintendo Switch.
Hey.
Wow.
It's a decent game.
Yeah, for all the washed up Overwatch
Overwatch
bros.
Light?
Wow.
Diet Overwatch?
Wow, people.
Holy shit.
Damn.
I was trying to, like, going with you and defend Hi-Rez, and then you're like, yeah, I'll watch that Overwatch.
Well, okay, the top level players of games that are that similar go where the money's at.
Yeah, 100% agree.
There's so much more money in Overwatch, so if you can't make any money in Overwatch, chances are you're, like, going to be a Paladins pro.
Yeah.
Jeez. Crackdown 3 officially pushed back to 2030.
I'm not okay. You know what? I would not be fucking surprised. Well, I'm so sick of this at this point.
You
I
gotta
have
think
a lot
about
of
it.
Angry
what they,
feelings about this.
What they potentially promised with this game was supposed to be a destructible, a fully destructible. Not even like, oh, this part of the city is destructible. The whole city is destructible and stays destructible online, or destroyed online.
Yeah.
So, can't really fault them for pushing that type of ambition back.
No, I can't. I can fucking fault them because how many years has it been at this point? It's been like 15 years since
it's
they announced
like
this
three.
Goddamn game. No, it's been it's
like three
this is.
Years.
I'm just. But I'm so sick of it. I'm like every fucking year they bring it back to E3 and they're like, we have a full release date this time.
Actually, 2014, I think the game came out or was released or announced, right?
Something like
that. I thought I saw that on Twitter. Somebody, Joey.
I'm just fucking over it.
Crackdown 3 was announced in 2014.
Was it Crackdown
I think so.
2 delayed a bunch of times too?
I want to say Joey Ferris Bueller, whatever. I think he tweeted that saying this game was.
It's been
announced.
4 years. Four years. Really? If they hadn't given us like every year they give us a solid release date. They're like, it's coming out on this day.
Well, what do you want from
them?
And then
it gets pushed back, and I'm like, I want the fucking game, is what I want.
You're not gonna get the game. They're gonna cancel it.
No, she's gonna get the game, but it's gonna be Crackdown 3 Battle Royale.
Yeah, you are. Ooh, yeah.
You are
insane.
I'm gonna kill myself.
That's why they delayed it.
Does Microsoft have anything in the Battle Royale game yet?
No.
Nope.
And then Crackdown is exclusive, correct?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
That's their way in.
There you go.
So now they're going to say, don't worry, the Crackdown 3 we promised in 2014 is still happening, but until then,
here's the Battle Royale.
Right now.
Why do you want to hurt me?
That's actually pretty accurate.
That's what's going to happen, and then you'll still never get the other thing.
They're literally emailing Corey right now saying, you bastard, why in the world are
you
ruining
are on NDA.
Things? Yeah.
Exposed.
And then the last one, survival zombie game, Days Gone, hits the PS4 next February on the 22nd, going head-to-head with Anthem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, Anthem.
Man, it's been a good full hour already? Wow.
I watched the first 30 minutes or a 30-minute gameplay trailer of that Days Gone, and I was thoroughly not impressed. I was like, this is not the game that I wanted
it
to
be. It kind of looks like The Last of Us.
Watered down Last of Us.
Yeah.
You remember how they had that game Prototype and that game... Oh, shoot. That other superhero game.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about. The PlayStation.
The PlayStation one. Infamous. They had Infamous and Prototype at the same time they came out. And you had kind of fans kind of split of like, oh, I like this game. I like this game. But I swear Infamous felt like a more polished game. And Prototype just felt like its little slower cousin that just wanted to play along. And that's what it feels like with this. Like, you have The Last of Us, which is a polished game with a good narrative. And then you got its slower cousin, Days Gone. You know, kind of limping along. So, sorry. And wow. I like the guy that's the main character, because he was in Being Human. He was the vampire in Being Human, which I love that show. But... He kind of, I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. That was our E3 EA wrap up, I guess. We didn't even get to the other one, the Life is Strange one. But,
I
you know,
to
whatever.
Talk about Realm Royale, too. I guess there's something for Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. Something for Wednesdays. Or you can talk about it in the after show. That's why you got to come out here live, everybody.
After show's going to be feminist.
Oh, my God. That's why you have to come out here live to video_game_bang on twitch.tv/whatever. And, of course, follow us on all social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Friendsters, Black Planet, of course. We just started that one. Everybody's on that one.
Amazon, I am.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Yeah, Emma's on that one. Web's on that one. Ray, you should get an account.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll try.
Don't engage.
We're going to have some live coverage of E3 because we'll just be watching it from home.
Yeah.
And you can check out all our live coverage there.
Just be the same E3 presentation, but with me and Aaron shitting on everything.
If it deserves it.
And Emma crying with the obscure random.
Somebody on Twitter was like, I'll watch it if you cry again. I was like, if they give me a release date for Ori and the Will of the Wisps, I 100% will cry.
You heard it here.
For the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, Emma Skies, and Ray Ray, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, have a great E3 if you're there, because you're probably missing all the information anyway.